Morning, Jamin. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Good.
Now, Loz was just bagging your club, the Wagga Kangaroos, so, you know, you're more than welcome to return serve right now.
I'm pretty sure Wagga Kangaroos are one of the most premierships in Group 9.
There you go, Loz.
Have some of that, Daly.
They were the team we hated most when we used to play against from the Kangaroos. They bought every player around the group. They had all the money.
Doesn't matter how you win, cash is king.
Exactly.
Well, Jamin, how important was that win for the team's confidence yesterday?
Yeah, it was crucial, that win. Obviously, it keeps us in touch with the top eight. But yeah, still got a lot of work to do towards the back end of the year. Obviously, there's a few teams going to be fighting it out for those bottom eight spots. So, yeah, I think it definitely goes a long way for our confidence, but we need to keep building on that. And, you know, we can't keep relying on, you know, what we've done in the past. We need to keep pushing forwards and put a few more wins on the board.
Yeah, Jamin, you mentioned the top eight. How big would that be for not just the players, but the community as well, the people up in the Gold Coast that I'm sure have stuck by you? And I remember going back to the start of this season, there was so much excitement around this Titans outfit. How big would that be for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's very important for the community. Obviously, in previous years, Titans haven't been too successful. So to be able to bring some success to the club and just show improvement and show what we're building towards is vital for the fans in the area as well. We've got a great following up here, and you know, Gold Coast is—it's—I suppose it's pretty new to rugby league. We'd love to keep getting more and more Gold Coasters on board. So, yeah, I think it'll be great for the community.
Before the game, there was a change made to the starting side, and Dave Fifita was named on the interchange bench. And you get to see him at training; you get to see him every week out there on the field. But coming off the bench yesterday, geez, he was destructive.
Yeah, no, I think that was a great play, to be honest. I think once there was a bit of fatigue in the game, and you bring someone like Dave on, who's already hard to handle, he just sort of wreaked a bit of havoc. And, I don't know if that was a plan that Justin has going forwards, but, yeah, it really worked out yesterday.
Tell us about Toby Sexton and the impact he had on debut.
Yeah, Toby was terrific. I think as a young player, he's just so confident. He's only 20 years old, and he'd been playing some great footy in the Q Cup for Tweed, and even before the game, just before we run out, he really took control, and yeah, he wanted to lead from the front, and I think he did that well yesterday. And you don't see too many young halves in debut that really step up and take control, and I thought he was excellent.
Has it been a frustrating year or a learning year for the Titans, Jamin? Because I think that a lot of people thought that you'd be, you know, knocking on the door of the eight and playing finals football this year. It's still possible, but you've been inconsistent this season.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we can learn a lot from it. But, yeah, it's been a bit disappointing, to be honest. You know, we've won some really good games, played some good football, but we haven't really backed it up. Whether we're, you know, just expecting it to happen after a big win or not too sure about that, but it has been disappointing. I think we haven't been good at backing up wins. I think that's obviously something we need to keep working on. But I think we've addressed it. You know, we can't do that now. We don't have that option. We need to keep winning games and playing good football. So the pressure's on us, and we really do need to keep performing.
Jamin, what's the... I feel like the inconsistency is pretty much between attack versus defence. It seems like it doesn't matter who you guys play, you can put points on. So what's the talk around the group about that when you get the footy in your hands versus the other side? You guys have found it difficult to stop other teams putting so many points on you.
Yeah, I think our biggest problem has been just stopping that momentum. Once a team gains momentum, we're... We have been poor at just sort of dealing with that. Obviously, when we start conceding points, you know, we do. We leak a lot of points. And it's just all... And it's the same with any team. And the way the rules are now, once the momentum's against you, you just have to manage that. Obviously, your backs are going to be against the wall for a bit, but you just have to get back into that grind. And I think we don't stay connected as a team. We try to solve things individually, and that sort of creates that snowball effect, and we start leaking a lot more points.
Now, you recently re-signed with the club. Not bad after arriving on a train and trial deal. How satisfying was that?
Yeah, I was very happy. Just shows that the club has faith in my ability and wants me around long term. I'm a part of the future plan. So I was very excited to be able to sign on. I'm looking forward to the future, and I think... there's some great young players that are long term as well. So it's very exciting times ahead.
Try assist next to the name after yesterday's game, mate. You'll be talking about that at training this morning.
I've already told Jay well his first training double. So yeah. But yeah, I bombed one back on the inside to PG as well, so it could have been two tries. But yeah, I was in open space. I don't really know what to do. I've never been in open space before, so not too used to it.
Now the Bulldogs next week. Don't suppose you've seen what Luke Thompson did yesterday. He's someone you're going to have to shut down.
Yeah, I've seen the highlights. He was outstanding for him. He's obviously their go-forward, their leader. So if you can shut him down, keep him quiet, that obviously going to go a long way towards the win. But Bulldogs are one of those teams. They like to get in the grind and play tough and gritty. And they've pushed a few teams all the way this year. Obviously, they haven't got the result, but we won't take them lightly. I think they'll show up to play. That obviously there's going to be players there that are playing for their contracts and to be able to stick around at that club. So, yeah, we really have to go this week and make sure we get the job done.
Well, you've got a big advantage over a lot of teams, Jamin, given the fact that you're going to play a lot more games at home. So, you know, off the back of that and with the support that you generate up there at the Gold Coast, you guys should be pushing for the finals. And this is a great advantage to have over some of those other clubs.
Yeah, it is in a way. We also look at it as well. The teams that are up here now, their focus is football. They're up here. They're not allowed out. They're together. They're bonding. And, you know, for players who are stuck in a bubble and stuck in a hotel, their get out for the weekend is playing football. So, you know, that's something for those teams to look forward to. We're lucky enough to be able to go home to our families and that. But, yeah, obviously it is an advantage being able to stay here in the Gold Coast and play at our home ground. But also as well, I think that these teams, that's their weekend, is to be able to get to run out on the field, play football. That's their release. So, you know, any team that's up here now, I think they're going to be ripping in. And, we try not to look at it as an advantage.
Well, Jamin, well done on the win on the weekend and also recently re-signing. And good luck for the rest of the season, mate. Thanks for talking to us.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jamin Jolliffe there from the Titans. And a few more texts here for Heroes and Villains. Got Robbie Slater coming up shortly to review the Oli Roos last night and the Matildas over the weekend as well. They lost 4-2 to Sweden. We'll get Robbie's take on everything football. Just on the text line here, morning sports fans, my heroes and villains for this week. Hero T.O. Nugent for his superb ride on our Puni Princess in the last at Caulfield. I took the $41 on Friday night about it. Well done. Someone back to winner on the weekend. Villain, the Queensland Government's new use for gaffer tape. Nathan from Parks has texted that one in. Morning gents, hero Hugh Bowman for his ride on Casino Mondial. It was a beauty. And our women's relay team were both sensational. Villain, the Spanish soccer team for their theatrics on faking injuries every time contact was made. It's a part of football I can't stand. Have a great day. The South Coast Rabbit, could not agree with you more. I didn't see a lot of that game last night, but certainly saw some Spanish players hit by what appeared to be just about snipers, that's for sure.
Oh, it happens, Bitter. Oh, and in particular, that part of the world. Yeah, but that's sport.
It is. R. Slater, next.